Broncos are back from the bye, but can they get back to the win column? That's the $64,000 question as they prepare to face the Steelers, with injuries continuing to mount. The latest was to Javon Walker. The Broncos hoped to have the wide receiver back in time for Sunday's game. Instead, he underwent surgery on Friday and will miss a few weeks.
How quickly he comes back, I'm not really sure. It's more of a clean out on the same knee he had the operation on. Doctors don't think it's very serious, but serious enough to go in there and clean it out because he's been off of it for a few weeks and hasn't gotten much better. Yeah, obviously, it always hurts when you lose a player with Javon's ability. But we've got a number of guys that we've got a lot of confidence in, and we expect them to step up and get the job done.
The Broncos do have alternatives. Brandon Stokley is expected to start just as he did the last two games, and Glenn Martinez had a promising effort against the Chargers, finishing right behind Brandon Marshall in receiving yardage. Second-year tight end Tony Scheffler can also pick up some of the receiving slack as he returns to prominence within the offense.
He's coming along good. I mean, I think we kind of tried to push him out there maybe a little bit too early, and he didn't have a lot of confidence in his foot, and which affected his play, and I think he got down a little bit on himself because he felt like he should be making plays for us like he did it in the last year. But I think the San Diego game, he made a few catches for us, blocked the punt, and I think the bye week helped get some confidence back in him.
Even with the red zone struggles and an average of just 15 points a game this year, the offense seems optimistic about its chances of an immediate revival.
We had a lot of new guys. We have a lot of new guys out there playing and getting a feel, and a lot of young guys playing right now. And myself, I'm young and not a lot of experience. So we're getting better and better each week. And I think we just need to get an explosion. We're gonna go out there and score a bunch of points and get rolling. And I think we'll be good from there.
A lot of potential on this team, and in due time, when we click as a unit, we have we'll be able to show a lot.
Defensively, the Broncos have tried to go back to basics in an effort to reduce the missed assignments and tackles that plagued the unit and have sent its run defense ranking plunging to the bottom of the league.
I think ultimately you got to trust your coaches. We've got good coaches. They're going to put us in the right spots. It's up to us to execute, though, and it's up to us to demand perfection from our teammates. And, if you're supposed to be in a gap, be in that gap. If you're supposed to make the tackle, make the tackle. And those are things where leadership comes in and whatnot. And, you always need it. But in particular, when you're struggling, people got to step forward.
For what it's worth, Denver's defenders say their confidence is unaffected.
I'm not going to say our confidence has been shattered because, the three losses in a row. It's just the fact that a situation where we haven't made plays, that we need to make plays, and we got to get back to doing that and putting our team in a position where we can win football games, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
I've always believed in it because, once you get something going, you get some picks, they come in bunches. And that's just the way it goes. And, a good game, breeds another good game. I do believe in it a little bit, though.
In this league, there's going to be ruts in the road. There's not too many teams that can go 14-2, 15-1, 16-0. So we know there's going to be, and we've hit some ruts in the road, and the players have done a great job as far as working through it.
But Pittsburgh presents a difficult challenge, both on the ground with Willie Parker and in the air with Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, I think he got back to, he's getting back to the form he was at when he took the team to the Super Bowl. So, he's throwing the ball well, he's moving around, and one thing you see him doing is he's breaking tackles, especially from big guys. So before, early on, when he was a rookie and took him to the Super Bowl, he wasn't doing that too well, but I think that's the thing that makes him a great quarterback.
And they just execute. It's just like Denver's offense as far as the execution. There'll be little tweaks here and there. You see tweaks with the Pittsburgh scheme. But they just believe, and they build a strong foundation over the years, and they just go with it. And they out-execute a lot of people.
The key will be for the Broncos to have the better of the execution on Sunday.
Well, it starts with production. You got to play well, period. Forget momentum if you don't play well. So I think if you play well, then you can definitely get it started.
The Broncos hope that happens Sunday night. We're gone for now. We'll be back with more with After the Game. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.